Euro 2024 boosts Danish gambling revenue growth in June. Gambling revenue in Denmark grew by 37% year-on-year to 703 million Danish kroner in June, mainly due to a big increase in sports betting. June's total revenue comfortably eclipsed the 513 million Danish kroner reported in the same month last year. The figures, released by Danish regulator Spillemyndigheden, include revenue from sports betting, online casinos, land-based casinos, and physical slot machines. Sports betting saw a remarkable performance in June, coinciding with the start of Euro 2024. Revenue from sports betting increased by 75.7% year-on-year to 271 million Danish kroner, with mobile betting accounting for 64.1% of the total. Euro 2024 began on the 14th of June and continued through mid-July. The Denmark national team advanced to the round of 16 but was eliminated after a 2-0 loss to host nation Germany. Online casino revenue nears record high. While sports betting saw impressive growth, online casinos stayed the main source of gambling revenue in Denmark, bringing in 303 million Danish kroner. This represented a 27.2% increase from the previous year and was just shy of Match's record of 310 million Danish kroner. In June, slots made up 76.4% of all online casino revenue. Roulette contributed 6.7%, blackjack accounted for 6.6%, and bingo added 3.9% to the total gross gaming revenue for online casinos. In the retail sector, revenue from physical slot machines reached 97 million Danish kroner, a 6.6% increase. Of this, gambling halls contributed 79.2%, while restaurants accounted for 20.8%. Land-based casinos generated 32 million Danish kroner in revenue in June, which was a 7.1% increase from the previous year. Danish players continue to self-exclude. In addition to revenue figures, Spillemyndigheden also reported on statistics relating to gambling self-exclusion. As of June, 50,403 individuals had self-excluded using the Rofus platform. Among these, 33,511 had opted for a lifetime exclusion, while 16,892 chose temporary exclusion. Furthermore, the country's gambling support helpline, Stop Spill It, received 32 calls, primarily from men aged between 26 and 35.